Hello, welcome to a documentally.com audio update, shall we call it? I guess this is kind of in honour of Dean Whitbread, otherwise known as Deekster, who says you don't have to have all the whistles and bells and the formatting and the good morning and welcome to and all the rushing graphics if you're doing a video podcast, sound effects, etc., to do a podcast. And although my podcast is due, stop eating sheep shit. Come here, come on. I'm walking the dog, just in case you wondered. Hence the sound of jangling collar and flying ball. There she goes. It's early in the morning, earlier than I normally like to see when I've had such a late night. Although the kids are being delivered at school, the rushing you hear in the background sounds a little bit, I know, like the seaside, but it is in fact the M1 motorway. I'm in a field alongside the M1. It's really windy, but I've got a new little audio recorder with an Afro. It's really cool, man. It's the Zoom Handy Recorder H2. If I can keep holding on to it, it's bloody freezing. I tell you, it's the telltale signs of winter getting ever closer. Dog's still a bit young and she likes leave it. Oi! She likes lapping at things that she shouldn't be. I do feed her, honest. Yeah, so what's this audio update all about? It's just letting you know what I've been doing, where I've been online. There's a little brook stream I'm crossing. And where we're going from now. I think the last audio update I kind of did, I tagged on the end of another podcast and I talked about potentially having sponsorship or advertisements and how I was going to fund the podcast, and I was whinging about being skint, and not a lot's changed there, the skintness, but then I tend to live as much as closest to my means as possible, you know, hand to mouth and all that. The work has been flooding in since I decided to diversify, going from merely a photographer into a new media content creator stroke whatever, I don't know. My Facebook has a very posh title that it kind of made up for me, so that's all good. I'm just waiting for the money to come in now. I've been doing all kinds of contracts and bits and bobs solidly for the last couple of days, and for the last week or so, should I say. And it's been very, very rewarding. Feeling a little brain dead at the moment. But I will go on to say I've also been doing some bits and bobs with Richard Azia, known as Wasabidul on Twitter. And it's great just using Twitter as a social networking tool for actually meeting real people. You know, I might tweet my whereabouts one day and say I'm in London, and before you know it, there's a direct message come from web to my mobile phone saying, "Hi, it's Richard," or "Hi, it's whoever. Do you want to hook up?" And we had an exciting day at the Apple opening of the kind of iPhone announcement and all the rest of it, which was fantastic. I got to meet Steve Jobs, albeit very briefly, and I got to attempt to steal an iPhone on camera, which at this point I haven't put on YouTube, which I kind of probably should have done straight away, but I've been a bit of a lazy ass regarding that. Although I have been sticking stuff in on my blog, documentally.com, which hasn't gone into my feed, so check it, you know, keep checking it out. It's nice to see people popping by, leaving a comment. Sometimes that's the only feedback I get because you're too lazy to email podcast@documentally.com. I'll say it again because I didn't give you enough time to either write it in your mail browser or get a pen. That's podcast@documentally.com. Just drop me an email. It doesn't look like I'll be having an advertisement on the site because I'll be dead from walking up this hill. No. No, but I will be going for... Get the ball. Bit of sponsorship, so if you know anybody that's keen. I have a few people in mind and a few people shown interest. I'm always getting ongoing support from Giles at Kyo Internet. He's just amazing. You can find him at K-Y-O-I ethicalmindedpodcast.net. Ethically minded, authentic, high moral standing. It's like having your best friend looking after your internet for you. That's the best way I can explain it. Just really, really helpful. Really knows what he's talking about. And as far as my increase in bandwidth to ridiculous levels has gone, he's really, really helped me out. And occasionally I get an interesting link dropped by, and I'm always being educated as well as supported in the podcast. And so I highly recommend him, you know, and really believe in what he does. Let's see if I can confuse the dog and throw the ball the other way. Ooh, nearly knocked me over. But the rushing sound you might hear, hang on, so if I turn around on my left, is the trees of some little protected wood I'm walking by. But at the moment it is drowned out by rush hour traffic on the right, which, as I said, was the motorway. There's a bit of a hindrance when it comes to early mornings because you can hear it, but you can't cancel out the benefits of being able to jump on it and get to London in no time at all. So I will be launching a new website soon, or should I say just kind of building a page and sticking it out there, kind of advertising my whole new media side of things, and that in itself should enable me to keep, oh, just coming around the corner into heavy winds, keep documentally.com as my kind of personal project. I'm walking backwards at the moment just because the wind's so bad, and you might be able to hear my legs dragging through the long grass. Deke Deekster gave a great talk at PodCamp UK, which is just a fantastic, fantastic event, talking about how as soon as you do start going for sponsorship and advertisements, you might find yourself kind of restraining, holding back, not able to be as creative as you kind of want to. And for me, I don't know, I haven't, you know, been as creative recently as I have been in the past, but I would hate to think that I'm having to kind of watch myself and everything I say and do. And I've got some really, really good things happening in the near future, hopefully, touch wood. He says tapping his noggin. Yeah, I'm actually being flown to Holland next week, by exemplar. I'm going to meet up with, well, I won't say too much at this time, but there'll be an interview no doubt popping up in my feed. But it's a very exciting time for me. I'm meeting with people that I guess I've put on a pedestal for quite a while, and now I've got to know some of these people. I'm really happy to be involved and asked to be involved, believe it or not, and assist them in their new media forays. So that's great. So they're flying me out to Amsterdam, to be exact, business only, of course, where we shall no doubt get creative, get crazy, and come up with some new and wonderful ideas. Give me one second here.
Get the ball, go on. Where's the ball? Don't lose another one. That'll be the 24th this week. I'm just backtracking now. Yeah, so that's one of the things that are coming up. There's going to be loads of new interviews, and I've got a big list of ideas that I want to put into practice. This way, come on. There she goes. All this just to knack her out so that I can have another day, yet another day of work, which is wonderful. I shouldn't be complaining, but going from working 1 to 2 days a week to 9 days straight is a little bit of a shock to the system, and dare I say, my back, which I'm carrying camera and laptop nowadays. Although getting the little iPod, absolutely amazing the amount of videos I'm actually being able to watch now. Of course, independently made, user generated content of the podcast variety,
Awesome. I've been checking out John Cleese's podcast. Really good fun. Amazing guy. That's made by Funk, incidentally, which is also Deke Deekster's, one of his babies. I've been also being able to just browse the net at random times. It's amazing how much free Wi-Fi there is around at the moment. Free, as in open, not necessarily, open to the general public. But when you've got a little iPod in your pocket and you click a button and you're online, you know, it's a bit difficult not to want to have a browse and see what's going on. And just basically keeping in touch with stuff. So that saved my back a bit, not having to carry my laptop quite so much. Another throw of the ball. Yeah, so technology and geekery. This recorder I picked up, I can't begin to tell you how windy it is. I think this recorder here, this little Zoom H2, and no, that's not one of my sponsors, although maybe, is going to be a revelation, mainly because of the quality windbreak, the different options for recording from one to four kind of directions. It can do 5.1 surround sound, apparently, but I think you need to be a bit of an uber geek to process the stereo. Oh, shit, I just hit the dog with the ball. You all right, Gyps? Good girl. A little bit stunned. She's all right. So all good. It's technologically easy to operate straight out of the box. Very intuitive. But there's loads of other bits and bobs inside. There's a really clever little feature that when you're leaving it on standby, it does a rolling kind of 2 seconds, 3 seconds of recording constantly. So you don't miss that important introduction if you're waiting for something to start, which I think is just genius, which is great. As long as I don't start dripping snot all over it as this cold morning plays havoc with my nose. Yeah, so in America it's about $199. That's why I think it will revolutionise field recording for the general podcaster. It's about half the price of the Edirol R09, which I was using previously, which is just a fantastic bit of kit. I've still got it. It's going to be used mainly for backup, and it's a little bit more compact and self-contained, and I've kind of got used to using it. So I think, you know, as I have backup cameras, why not have backup audio recording as well? This retails in the UK at £125, which I don't think is a lot of money for something that records what I think is relatively good quality. You know, I didn't think about checking the levels this morning. I think I've probably peaked. That's one thing I should probably get used to. I'm used to a red light coming on the Edirol, but there's nothing on here to say quieting down, Christian. Okay, so I'm coming to the end of my morning dog walk, of which there are normally a morning, a lunchtime, and an evening dog walk for this dog. It's the only exercise I get at the moment, so I don't mind. There she goes. Just want to say thank you very much for listening to the Documentary podcast, and for those people that have been there right from the very start. Not to take anything away from those people that have just started listening, keep listening. I really hope to be giving some good and interesting content, and look forward to building a bit more of a community with you guys out there. So thanks very much. I'm going to try and stop the dog diving into this ditch where she always likes to go and have a drink, and then I have to wash her off later, and get on with the day's business. Thanks again, guys, and I will speak to you next time.